Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 37. Genesis, chapter 37. We'll read verses 3 and 4 together in unison. Then I'll read one other verse to you. Genesis 37, verses 3 and 4. We'll read both of these verses in unison together. Genesis 37, verse number 3 and 4. You ready? Here we go. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And I'll read to you verse 11. And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. And let's pray. Father, you sure have been good to us. Sure has been wonderful to see you work again here in this place. May we just stop for a moment and realize we saw more happen in this room today than a lot of churches will see in a year. It's sure good to know that the Holy Spirit's here. You've blessed our preacher. He's walked in the heavenlies with you this week. Father, please, as he brings that fellowship that he's had with you down to us, may our hearts be tuned to you and to him so that we can get from you what you have for us, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
I'm going to read one more passage of Scripture to you. You've already read with Brother Bush a passage. Let me read one verse to you. The Bible says in the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse number 6, "Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave." What a powerful statement. Jealousy is as cruel as the grave. That's interesting. You read earlier with Brother Bush from Genesis chapter number 37. The Bible says this, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. When his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him." You see, the word Israel here is equal to a man named Jacob. Jacob loved his son Joseph very much. We find out that his brothers, he had 11 brothers, his 11 brothers hated him because dad loved him so much. These brothers were jealous of Joseph. The Bible even goes on to say in Genesis chapter 37, verse 11, "And his brethren envied him." Now, in a while, I'll clarify to you that jealousy is the word that we use. Envy would be the word that the Bible uses. They envied him. They even tried to destroy him. I want you to understand, 11 brothers were desperately jealous of Joseph. They planned to kill him. Their oldest brother said, "We can't kill him. That would be wrong." So they decided to do something a little less than kill him. He had a coat of many colors that his dad had given him. And so they take Joseph's coat away from him. They find an animal and they kill that animal. And they take animal blood and put it all over Joseph's coat. They throw Joseph down into a big deep pit, like a cave. Basically, it was a prison. Now they've got his bloody coat, and they take the bloody coat home to their dad, Jacob. And they lie to dad and say, "Dad, an animal must have mauled Joseph to death. Daddy's heart is broken. Dad feels as if his son Joseph is dead." These 11 brothers then, because of their jealousy, as cruel as the grave, the Bible says. Because of this jealousy, they then bring Joseph up out of that pit. There is a passing caravan of people going to the distant country of Egypt, and they sell him as a slave to that caravan to get rid of him. Jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Jealousy is often referred to as a green-eyed monster. That's the title of my sermon this evening, The Green-Eyed Monster. Now, this statement, the green-eyed monster, this is actually a Shakespearean metaphor from Othello. So what does that mean? Well, actually, there was some typology in a play that went on. The green-eyed monster refers to a cat. There are well over 1,000 different kinds of cats, and 90% of them have green eyes. Now, the reason jealousy is compared to the green-eyed monster called the cat, we're not talking about just the little feline that, you know, frisky and puffy that you have. We're talking about lions and tigers and bobcats. But what happens is this. A cat is known for playing with its prey before it pounces on it and devours it. You watch a cat get a mouse and it'll bat it back and forth before it sinks its teeth into its neck to drink its blood. It plays with it before it devours it. And that is where the reference to the green-eyed monster comes in, back in a Shakespearean play. See, there's a monster that could lurk within our attitudes. That monster is the monster of jealousy. I need my monster named Jealousy to come out this evening. This is my monster named Jealousy. Mr. Jealousy, turn around and let the choir see you for a second. Step over here to this side so everybody can see you a little bit. Brother Bush, I'm going to ask you to do this. Why don't you have a seat down there, and we're going to use your seat maybe off and on. Mr. Jealousy, come over here. This is jealousy. It's a monster, according to the Bible. The Bible teaches that jealousy is as wicked, as nasty as the grave. Now, what exactly is jealousy? Now, jealousy and envy are very, very closely related in their definition. The first synonym for jealousy by Webster's Dictionary is the word envy. Now, jealousy is a work of the flesh, and it's fleshly, it's carnal, meaning it is not spiritual. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21 says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past." Jealousy is a very wicked sin. Notice, jealousy is listed here with the most vile sins that a person could commit. Jealousy is listed with adultery. Jealousy is listed with fornication. Jealousy is listed with witchcraft. Jealousy is listed with idolatry and murder and drunkenness. And you say, "I'm jealous, but what's the big deal?" Well, God lists it with adultery. God lists it with drunkenness and witchcraft and murder. They're on the same list. Not accidentally. Romans chapter 1, verse 29 and 30 says, "Being filled with all unrighteousness and fornication and wickedness and covetousness and maliciousness, full of envy and murder and debate and deceit." And it goes on. And again, there is jealousy or envy listed with the most wicked and the vile of sins. Jealousy is a wicked attitude towards someone else. The great Dr. J. Frank Norris said this, quote, "People are jealous of other people for one of three reasons. The other person knows more, has more, or can do more." And that's where jealousy is found. In other words, someone is jealous or they're envious because of what somebody else has in life, their possessions. Or someone is jealous or envious because of where someone else is in life, their position. Or someone is jealous because of who someone has become in life. What is that? Their personality. Jealousy is a carnal attribute towards somebody else about their possessions, their position, or their personality. Now, jealousy is associated with the sin of covetousness. You covet their possessions, so you're jealous of their possessions. You covet their position in life, so you are jealous of their position. You covet their personality in life, and so you are jealous of their personality. The Bible even says in Titus 3:3, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, and serving diverse lusts and envy." God said, if you are jealous, you're acting foolishly. If you are jealous, you are disobedient. If you are jealous, you are deceived and blinded by yourself and your covetousness, and it is wrong to envy. This monster right here, it's a green-eyed monster. And it's sad that Christians would be guilty of allowing a monster like jealousy in their heart, in their home, within their family. Oh, how devastating this monster can be. Let me tell you some things about this monster right here. Jealousy causes division. 1 Corinthians 3:3 says this, For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Here, the Bible's telling us, where there is envy, there is strife and division. This is about a church called the Church of Corinth. This church was not a unified church. This church was a carnal church, a fleshly church. And the Bible says here, wherever there is jealousy, there is division. There is a lack of unity. These people were acting like immature, childish babies. Jealousy causes divisions. Oh, let's be careful now. Jealousy, this monster right here, that monster can cause division in the Christian school on the basketball team. Somebody else got to start at guard, and I didn't get a start. It'll cause, hey, this monster right here will cause a mess on a cheerleading squad in the Christian school. It'll cause a mess among the girls in the Christian school. It's a monster. It's a monster right out of the grave. God likens it to a list of vile, filthy sins, adultery, and murder. Jealousy? Oh, the green-eyed monster. It causes divisions in a Sunday school class. The teacher asks you to do something, and or maybe the teacher asks someone else to do something and not you. And ever since then, you've been jealous of that opportunity. It'll cause division in a home. Brothers and sisters will become jealous over one another. It's a proven fact. With Joseph's brothers, he had 11 brothers. They were so jealous of him, they wanted him dead. You realize in life, people, there are folks out there that will die over that monster right there. They will die because of that monster. The green-eyed monster of jealousy. Jealousy. It's a monster. It causes division, the Bible says. It can cause division in a ministry. It can cause division at work. One of the biggest causes of division in your secular workplace is jealousy. Somebody got a raise that you wanted. Somebody got a promotion that you wanted. Somebody got this break or that break, and you became jealous about it. And the result, you become a backstabber with an axe like this, and you go after them and do what you can to destroy their reputation because they got something you wanted. Jealousy causes division. Jealousy is a monster. It's as wicked as the grave. Secondly, jealousy is caused by pride. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 4, it says, he is proud, knowing nothing, but dotting about questions and strives of words whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, and evil surmising. It starts out saying this person is proud, and from there comes envy or jealousy. Somehow your jealousy is rooted in your pride. You say, how could that be? I believe what it sums up to mean is this. Your pride says to you that you think you deserve better than what you're getting. So you deserve what they got. Somebody else got it. You deserve that. And that's where your jealousy comes from. Because your pride, you think too highly of yourself. You've got yourself real high on the list of deserving things. That's exactly what this monster will do to you. This monster causes division. This monster is caused by pride and will cause pride. Not only that, jealousy, tell you what, monster jealousy, you can have a seat right there for a moment. Jealousy is often seen in leadership. Watch out, leader. Watch out. Let me read to you three or four verses here. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 18, verse 5 through 9, and David went out whithersoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it came to pass as they came when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him, and he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. What can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day forward. I said to you, jealousy it affects leadership. This is the story of Saul and David. Saul was the king. David was one of his warriors. David had gone out into battle. David had won a great victory. When David came back into town, the women in the city began to sing and play instruments. They had written a song. The words in the song, they sang, Saul, the king, he hath slain thousands. But David, here he comes, he hath slain tens of thousands. And Saul got jealous. The Bible says that he became angry. Then the Bible says, and Saul eyed David from that day forward. There's that green-eyed monster. There it is. Saul envied David. Saul was jealous of David. And he set his eyes on him, and you find out Saul set out to destroy David. From that point on, he was jealous of him, and he wanted to destroy him. Hey, watch out, leadership. Saul was a king, stood head and shoulders above the rest. God had exalted Saul to this leadership position. What could drop the great man that stood head and shoulders above the rest? A green-eyed monster called jealousy. Jealousy. Hey, I travel across the country. I speak in conferences. And I hate to say it. As I travel, I see the green-eyed monster slipping in and out of conferences, meetings. Jealousy. Among the champions. Jealousy. Who gets what position? Who gets what attention? Whose name gets printed in the Revival Fires newspaper? Boy, that old jealousy. Who's the most influential? Jealousy creeps in. Jealousy, that monster right there, can destroy champions. Let me say this. Jealousy can destroy your health. Proverbs 14:30 says, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is the rottenness of the bones. And what that says? Your jealousy will rot you from the inside out. Do you suffer medically because of jealousy? Has your jealousy just tore your guts up? That's what it'll do to you. It'll ruin you. It'll worry you. It'll cause you to toss and turn at night. You won't get your sleep. It'll cause you to be stiff-necked. That's what jealousy will do. Here the Bible teaches it. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Jealousy will make you ache. That's what the Bible says. Jealousy? Yeah, right there. That green-eyed monster right there, it causes division. It is caused by pride. It can even affect the greatest. As a matter of fact, you see a lot of it once somebody gets a little leadership. Jealousy can destroy the health. Not only that, jealousy hurts you more than it hurts the object of your jealousy. I'll read to you from Esther chapter 7, verse number 10. The Bible says, so they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. Let me tell you the story where this green-eyed monster right here, he showed up, the story in a book called the Book of Esther. Haman was a right-hand man to a king called Ahasuerus. Now, the queen Esther, her uncle's name was Mordecai. When this man by the name of Haman would ride into town, everybody would bow down to worship him. But there was only one that would not bow down. His name was Mordecai. Haman, he decided, I want everybody to bow down, but Mordecai would not. And Haman, in a jealous rage, vowed to get Mordecai. He said, I will hang that man. I will hang him. He began to build a gallows. He built a gallows on which to hang Mordecai. But God intervened. And as a result of God's intervention, Mordecai did not hang by the neck on those gallows. But may I tell you who did? The Bible says, so they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. What had happened? That fit of rage that was prompted by a jealousy that said, you're not going to get something that I want. I want you to fall down and worship me. And Mordecai didn't. And you know what happened? Haman ended up hanging on his own gallows. I say to you that your jealousy will hurt you more than it will hurt the object of your jealousy. Oh, yes, indeed. Your jealousy will hurt others. Yes, it will. Your jealousy and your backbiting and your spreading of rumors and turning your nose up at somebody else because you're jealous of them. Indeed, you will hurt them. And indeed, you will hurt their reputation. And indeed, you'll pull them down. But I think that's a pretty puny way to get yourself lifted up by tearing somebody else down. Yes, indeed, your jealousy will hurt the other person. But your jealousy will destroy you. Now everybody here, you listen to me. As you develop talents and abilities and as you succeed, there will be people that will be jealous of you. But that jealousy cannot destroy you. Somebody being jealous of you cannot destroy you if you're the object of their jealousy. But I will guarantee you that those that are jealous will self-destruct as a result of their jealousy. You are hanging yourself. You're hanging yourself. That monster right there called jealousy, it causes division. That monster right there called jealousy, it's caused by pride. That monster right there, that thing called jealousy, it can bring down the giants of the faith. Jealousy can destroy your health. Jealousy hurts the jealous one more than the object of the jealousy. According to the Bible, jealousy is a sign of a lack of real love for other people. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 4 says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. The word charity there means love. Anytime there's jealousy, there's a lack of love. There's a lack of love. There's a lack of love. Charity is love. Now, there's not a lack of love for yourself. That's your problem. You love you more than you love other people. Well, what's wrong with us wanting someone else to have position? What's wrong with us wanting someone else to have possessions? What's wrong with us wanting someone else to have good personality? What's wrong with that? Why is it we have to be offended? Why is it that we want to pull them down? Why are we that way? Jealousy is a sign of a lack of love. That monster right there. The green-eyed monster called jealousy. This monster, it's like a monster coming up out of the grave. The Bible says that Saul eyed David. He said, I'll get him. He has something that I want. He got some attention that I wanted. And I want it. And I'm going to do something about it. Hey, if I can't raise up to his level of spirituality, I'll try to attack him and pull him down. That's cheap. Then, the Bible teaches jealousy causes confusion. James chapter 3, verse number 16, it says, where envy and strife is, there is confusion. Wherever there's envy, there'll be confusion. Confusion in relationships. You show me a family where you've got jealous people in that family, I'll show you one confused family. All you need is that green-eyed monster right there in your family. Jealousy will cause it. Confusion in families. I've watched mothers eaten up with the cancer of jealousy who have destroyed their children's marriages. Why? Mama is so deeply jealous, she doesn't want anybody to have her daughter or to have her son. So eaten up by it. Can't let that husband influence that wife. Can't let that wife influence that husband. Why? That's my baby. And I'm not going to let that happen. Jealousy destroys families. Destroys them. Causes confusion. I'll tell you this. Jealousy could be the death of you. It could be the death of you. Listen to this. Job chapter 5, verse number 2, it says, for wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. Your jealousy is eventually going to hunt you down and kill you. It'll kill you. Why am I going to get them? No, you're going to get you. You're going to get you. You say, why a sermon like this? Well, there are a few people that desperately need it before you self-destruct. Not only that, you take a church like this where there's an awful lot of success. You take a church like this that the Lord is blessing. A lot of leadership. A lot of people in the church moving up and positions all over the place. We got well over 100 people on our Sunday school staff alone. I think almost 120. Well, over 100 bus workers. All the special music participants. All the opportunity in this place. Well, I'm going to guess that green-eyed monster right there is working at every moment. Because somebody got chosen to be a Sunday school teacher and you think you deserve it, so you don't like them. Somebody else got chosen as a deacon and you weren't chosen as a deacon and ever since then, you just haven't liked him. You never did like him. Jealousy. What does that monster do to us? That monster right there causes division. That monster right there, it is caused by pride. That monster right there lurks especially in the hearts and lives of those that are leaders or desire leadership. That monster right there will destroy your health. That monster right there hurts. It hurts you more than the object of your jealousy. Hey, that monster right there, when he is alive and running wild in your life, it is a sign of a lack of love. That monster right there causes confusion in places where there ought to be peace, jealousy. It could be the death of you. Now you say, what in the world should I do? All of us should be very careful. Let me tell you this. First of all, if you're jealous and you struggle with this, I'll give you a couple simple steps. Number one, you better admit that jealousy is a wicked, vile sin. It is a monster out of a grave. Romans 1, 29 and 30 says, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy and murder and debate and deceit. And it goes on. Listen, jealousy is not okay. It is not justified in the Bible. Jealousy, step up here for a second. Come up here, jealousy. Here's the monster of jealousy. You better admit, to have this monster and allowing it to run wild in your life, it is a sin. It's wrong. So you better start out by just admitting it's sin and stop justifying it. Secondly, you need to confess it. You better confess the sin of your jealousy. The Bible says in 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then you say, what do I do, Brother Owens? If I'll admit it, according to the Bible, it's sin. And I go to God and I confess it. Well then, let me remind you. It was Dr. J. Frank Norris who rightly said that jealousy is usually someone that is jealous over possessions. Their jealousy is usually someone that is jealous over personality. And jealousy is usually caused because somebody wants somebody else's position. And we better be careful in those three areas. That thing called jealousy finds its roots in pride and covetousness. We are commanded by God not to covet. The Bible says in Exodus 20, verse 17, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. What does it mean? Don't you go around coveting what other people have because you're going to find yourself jealous of somebody else's possessions. What's the key? Want what you have. Want what you have. What you have is what God's given you. And if you don't want to end up jealous, you better find yourself satisfied with what God's given you and quit turning your nose up with what you have. Want your house. Want your wife. Want your husband. Want your car. Want your job. Hey, you stop wanting Mike Page's job. You stop wanting Rick Young's job. You stop wanting Joshua Owens' job and Greg Nash's job. Want your job. You better be careful now. You see, jealousy. You better want the things that you have. That'll keep you from becoming jealous. Your possessions. Work hard. And then get what God gives you as a result of your hard work and then be satisfied with what God's given you. Because jealousy is a result of your desire for somebody else's possessions. What is jealousy? Jealousy is when you become jealous over somebody else's personality. Galatians 4:19 says, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Your jealousy is because somebody else has a better personality than you. This is true. Well, you find somebody that's just got that personality that's effervescent. You find somebody that knows how to tell jokes and they smile and everybody likes them and they're happy. You sit back and say, you can't stand it that somebody's got a better attitude than you. So you attack them. You become their enemy. You just got to pull them down. You just can't stand it that somebody else has better people skills than you. So you become jealous of somebody else's personality. Do you know what? You can have the personality of Christ formed in you too. If you weren't so stubborn and full of pride and carnal and fleshly. So you better be working on your personality. You better work on you. You better teach you to sing and smile and not be a slanderer.
You better learn how to be friendly and kind and gracious. You better learn that, because if you don't, you're going to be jealous of all the people that are. You're going to want their personality. Well, if I would have been reared different, well, who's rearing you now? Jealousy. The Bible says it's nasty. It's like a monster coming up out of the grave. And if you don't want to be jealous, you better admit that it's sin. Then you better confess that sin to God. And then you better want what you have and stop coveting other people's possessions. You better work on your own personality and let Christ be formed in you and get your eyes off of other people that have better people skills than you and have better personality than you. Or you're going to be jealous with them. And then finally, you need to stop seeking position and just decide to be a servant. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, 6, and 7 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. For being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men." If you'd stop seeking position in life and just be a servant, you wouldn't be jealous anymore. Damien, stand up for a second. I doubt that there's any jealousy in that man's life. He just wants to serve. He doesn't think he came from the higher end of society. Stop seeking position and just decide you will be a humble, lowly servant.
Well, who do you think you're talking to?
A scumball. Now that that's cleared up. Boy, pride gets the best of us, doesn't it? That pride. You know something, folks? You watch out now. As people are given opportunity to serve and position around here, if we're not careful, we could have a bunch of backstabbers. Jealous. There's been somebody mad at me for 4 years over a position in this church. To this day, they're mad at me over a position. It's going to eat you up, man. Yeah, it's going to eat you up. Listen very carefully. I'm going to have to tell you this. I cannot hire everybody on my staff. I can't. I'm sorry, I can't. But I do have a bunch of positions open for servants. Or does that not satisfy you? You'll know what kind of heart you have when the position is not given to you. You go ahead and serve diligently anyway. But when you retract yourself, when you don't get the position, you weren't the kind of person I was looking for anyway. Well, I wanted him. I didn't get to, so I'm mad. How's your wife live with you? How's your husband live with you? Got a monster lurking. It's a green-eyed monster. It's vicious. It'll tear a Christian school to shreds. Tear a ministry to shreds. Tear a place of employment to shreds. It'll tear a family to shreds. That monster right there. Green-eyed monster. Green-eyed monster. Right there it is. Hey, let's be real careful of this thing called jealousy. I read it to you earlier. It says here in the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6, "Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave." The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench. Jealousy. We call it the green-eyed monster. Some of you have seen it up close. It is a monster, isn't it? It's just a monster. There will be people that will die all over this world tonight, killed by that monster right there. In a fit of rage and jealousy, pride and covetousness. I want that. I'm going to have that. It doesn't matter to me what it costs me to get it. Jealousy. The green-eyed monster. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed.